If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everyone? I'm Clayton.
I'm Natalie.
All right, we want to talk about the virus that shall not be named. If you are a real estate landlord, how could this affect your portfolio of properties? How could it affect your tenants? Let's get into the nitty-gritty of all of this.
Right, we want to talk about the economic downfall that is surrounding this virus, not specifically the virus. We know nothing about it. We are not medical experts, but we are in the midst of a sort of pandemic that's affecting the economy so disproportionately in some areas over others. And so we want to talk about what this could mean for you as a landlord, because of course this is going to affect everyone, right? Now, we always talk about on this channel, like, oh, it's so great. We don't have, you know, stock-based accounts. We don't have accounts.
Paper assets.
Right, paper assets. And so we feel like this is a safer place. We still think that's true, but there are ways in which we can all be affected when an economy collapses, right?
Right. So I will often say, you know, thank goodness that we're in real estate, because when I see the Dow Jones, S&P 500 going, boom, hitting, you know, rock bottom, we're going into this bear market right now, thank goodness we got out of the stock market a number of years ago. However, when you have a massive recession that could, you know, have global proportions to it, that global ramifications, it could, of course, affect our real estate investments. And we tried to teach you here on the channel how to make your real estate investments mostly recession-proof by investing in growing markets with low crime, high job demand, where they're sort of insulated from the bubble markets of San Francisco, New York, Miami, and those things. But as a landlord, if you have tenants and properties that are affected by the job market tanking or other issues, mm-hmm. there's these ripple effects that will carry across to your portfolio.
Right. So look what's happening in Italy right now. The government shuts down. So many people there are affected by the fact that they cannot come or go. They cannot go to work, right? A lot of them have jobs where they, let's say, drive tourists around or operate a restaurant for tourists, or they give tours of the Colosseum to tourists, right? Those people cannot go to work. We're assuming they don't have a slush fund where they can just continue to pay their rent, right? And so what are they going to do?
Right. Look at the hop on, hop off bus that I love when you go to those other cities. She always jokes.
It's a joke in our family that Clayton loves the hop on, hop off.
Well, it's so convenient. You pay a certain fee, you can hop on and then hop off wherever you want around the city. But anyway, those operators, take a look. Here's a photo of the Colosseum in Rome. It's totally vacant. Of course, the government has said you are not allowed to travel. The entire country is quarantined, basically. You're not, unless you can prove that you have to travel for some reason, stay home. So the hop on, hop off bus drivers can't drive people around and make money. So what if they pay rent to a landlord, right? How
and
are they going to make money?
And that is a country of renters.
Right.
They don't, you know, a lot of people rent their apartments and stay there for a long time. So if you're a landlord, then what, right? So we want to sort of look at the trickle-down effects of what could happen in that kind of economy, because we don't know, right? In the markets that we invest in right now, that is not happening, but it could. So let's play it out, because we want to make informed choices, right? So right now in Italy, the government is telling the banks that they must issue some kind of reprieve for mortgages, right? So if you have a mortgage, you can't go to work, you can't pay it. The government is saying work with them. In the U.S., the same thing is happening. The government is asking banks to be creative about how they allow people to not pay their loans. That means that they could maybe not issue a late payment if the payments are made late, or they could issue some kind of stay for a certain number of months and then catch it up later, extend the life of the loan, right? But that only is for mortgage holders.
Right. And that's not even in, they're sort of asking banks to do. The Federal Reserve is basically saying, hey, please, the Italian government said this is now the law.
You
have to do it. So in the United States, could we see that happen now that President Trump has issued the travel ban from Europe and things are getting more serious? The NBA just canceled their season. Big conferences are closing down. Will this affect, you know, will the Federal Reserve step in and say, this is now mandated for the next 6 months. We need to have a mortgage late payment reprieve. So you can't kick people out. You can't go into foreclosure process if someone can't work and they can't pay their bills. I mean, let's be honest. We know the numbers, right? A huge percentage of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. And so if one of those paychecks is not available because they aren't able to work on a contract basis, how are they going to be able to pay their mortgage?
Right, exactly right. And so let's say you have a tenant, right, that runs a restaurant and the restaurant's shut down, that tenant cannot pay you, right? And then you have a mortgage on that property. Well, you get sort of maybe you get a reprieve. So let's just play this out and say, okay, you have a mortgage you can't pay and tenants who can't pay that rent. So let's play out the domino effect because we want you to be prepared. Okay, so let's say this happens, you get a reprieve on your mortgage. That's great. What about this tenant, right? Or even doesn't matter if you don't have a mortgage, maybe you own the property free and clear. What happens to the tenant, right? There is no federal regulation agency that says you must let people not pay rent for a while. I don't see how that could happen.
And it would happen on the state level, unless there was a federal, you know, unless there was a federal catastrophe that happened where the federal government steps in and says, as landlords, and by the way, President Trump, real estate tycoon, I can't imagine that that's going to happen at the federal level, but it could happen at the state level. It could happen in places where they've already instituted statewide rent control, like in Portland, and it could be coming to California, where a governor could say, look, we are not issuing any evictions right now in this state for late payment of rent. And that could be, you know, handed down from the government. Now, whether or not that would be constitutional, this could be a state Supreme Court issue. I don't know. And the bottom line is it's not happened yet. And so the government has not stepped in to say, hey, you cannot evict a tenant because they haven't paid their rent yet.
Right. And so what they would say, right, there's no way for them to say, hey, you have to let your tenants not pay rent for a while. They can't say that, right? There's
right.
no real way to do it. They could ask. Another thing they could do, again, is to just not enforce non-payments. So then you are not able to get evictions, right? So what does that mean for you? Again, we're playing out the domino effect. Okay, maybe you have a mortgage reprieve. Great. But you still have city taxes. You still, right, are investing for this cash flow. So can you then go and work with your tenants and say, okay, you can't work because you can't run your restaurant, right? You haven't been able to go to work, or your kid's school was shut down, so you couldn't go to your office job because you had to stay home with your kids.
Couldn't afford a babysitter or something, so you're home, you know, having to do homeschooling.
So can you go to that tenant and say, I'll issue you a credit for the number of months that this is happening, or pay it when you can. I won't give you a late payment. Can you work with this tenant? This is where your human skills come into place, right? Because I know you're all thinking like, well, then tenants are just going to game the system. They're going to pretend that they're affected by this when they're not. Of course that could happen, right? But what is the point of drawing a hard line when you may never get paid, right? And evicting people, and then you may never get a new tenant, right? And so this is where compassion comes in. And this is where the humanness of this comes in. We can't tell you, draw a hard line or else they'll walk all over you. What's the point?
Right.
In saying that, we also can't tell you, let them live there for free. That is also, you know, this is a time where cooler heads must prevail.
And I will admit, yes, we have been burned in the past by giving too much to a tenant, you know, that was trying to play catch up. Well, I didn't pay my rent and they know how to game the system. And you know how tenants can play that professional tenant game where they understand how the rules work. So they catch up on their late payments so that you don't evict. And then they start going late again and give an inch, take a mile, right? So look, we know that there are bad people out there that will, they'll take advantage, but...
You know how I feel about bad people.
I know.
Don't say that. There are
bad people.
There are people who do bad things.
Yes.
I wouldn't say they're... Okay, all right.
There are...
We're going to agree. I don't want to use that saying anymore.
Okay,
There's no bad people. People do bad things for whatever reason.
So there are no bad people?
I don't know. I'm so uncomfortable with saying someone who's a crappy tenant is a bad person.
Well, someone who knows their plan. I'm not saying someone who gets behind because of an illness or something. That's not
right.
What I'm talking about. I'm talking about a tenant who knows how to game the system. They're called professional tenants,
yes.
Right? They
yeah.
know that instead of calling the landlord, if they call the health department, then it creates a whole other backlog of issues. Like, just call the property management company to complain about the toilet. Why would you? They know how to play the game,
yes.
Right?
Okay.
So anyway, what should you do as a landlord in these situations? Because number one, obviously, work with your mortgage holder, work with your mortgage lender. Can you find, right now, maybe the tenant is not paying, you're having some issues. Can you have a discussion with the bank right now about your mortgage? And can you say, I won't be able to pay this? Can we look at maybe doing a lower rate? Can you give me some forgiveness here for a short amount of time? And that's what the federal government is inching towards. The Federal Reserve is inching toward that, right?
Right. And then work with your tenant, right? Go to them, have a conversation about it. Maybe you have some way that they can prove it. I don't know. I've thought about this so much. Like,
prove that they have the virus?
Prove that they're affected by the economic downturn. Mm-hmm. I don't know, right? I mean, the problem with the 2008 crash was there were just hard lines where the banks had given these people these awful mortgages, and then they went to enforce them. It's like there was no cooler heads prevail in this situation at all. Another thing that will be, of course, your expense as a landlord is city taxes. Can you go to the city and say, I need some time, right? Or I can't pay this because I'm not making rent. Maybe the city will step in because we've seen now that the April 15th tax deadline may be extended. So maybe the cities can extend property tax as well, because if there's no money in circulation in an economy, there's no point in enforcing bills, right? Then we all collapse.
Well, let's take the silver lining of what's going on right now. We still have an incredible demand for jobs. In fact, we just saw the most recent jobs numbers come out, and we added even more, like 277,000 jobs were added in the last month. There's an incredible demand for jobs right now. We're at our historic low for unemployment in this country. So, businesses need employment. They need good workers. And we have a really historically low unemployment index right now. So the chances of this reverberating across the economy in much deeper ways is real. And all of these businesses that may have to lay people off, we see the airlines having to cut back on thousands of flights. So
right.
They're actually not training new pilots. You start to see all of this, the oil market. So where will this go? Will this affect your portfolio if you have rental properties in the Midwest, in Texas, and other areas that are mostly recession-proof? Fingers crossed that this won't happen to you, but it could.
Yes. And so these are things you have to think about. And again, you come to this with your own personality, right? And you feel about it how you feel about it. So we can't tell you that. But think about what it would mean if you rented to someone who
had fallen on hard times
because of this, and what do you do, right? I guess this is the question that you are always asking yourself, how do I treat people when they fall on hard times? But then this is something where, like, we could all have resources such as tax abatements or whatever. And so you have to keep your head about you,
and we're
be
also,
logical, and be compassionate.
And we're also seeing a payroll tax cut, that President Trump emergency payroll tax cut. So that could help, a lot of people as well. So if you're a landlord, that's another silver lining for you right now. I just remember right now, President Trump, real estate investor, at the heart of it, wanting to make sure that, his real estate investor landlord friends don't get hit hard. And what can he do right now to keep this economy booming and churning? But stock market and this virus are not helping. So let us know in the comments below what you think about this. What would you do as a landlord if you had a tenant that was affected by this? What would you do? And let us know. And we'll see you in the next video, everyone.
Bye then.